It's an atmosphere of seriousness and quiet at Accra Polytechnic campus as students enter the second day of examinations. A visit by Radio Ghana to the school saw lecturers at post supervising examinations after the three-week POTAC strike. Priscilla Osransa was at Accra Polytechnic and has filed this report.
Polytechnic students should have ended their examinations by now, but due to POTAC's three-week-long strike over their migration onto the single-spine salary structure, some have now begun examinations. Accra Polytechnic began yesterday, and a visit to the campus showed a mood of seriousness with lecturers invigilating exams. One of the lecturers who spoke on anonymity said there has not been any hitches since the examinations began. He described the mood of students as enthusiastic.
Examinations have restarted. We started on Wednesday and everything is moving on smoothly. There are no hitches whatsoever. I even invigilated yesterday afternoon and I'm scheduled to have invigilation also this afternoon. And so we have no problem. Students are responding. I will say they are very much enthusiastic. I mean, they want to finish their exams and go back and do their, attachments. I mean, the continuing ones will go and do their attachments. And those finalists also will want to just get out quickly and move into the world to see what holds for them in the future. So they are very expectant.
Concerning POTAC's issues with the authorities, the lecturer said they hope and believe that the authorities will keep to their part of the agreement.
We are just hoping to see realities as to what has been agreed between the government and then the fair wages. I think once they've negotiated and there is now agreement that they are going to pay, that is it. So once that one is done at the end of the month, as it's been promised, then that is it. We have no problems again whatsoever. Until another time when it becomes necessary for reviews to be done, that will be a general thing sort of.
A lecturer at the Accra Polytechnic, ending that report by Priscilla Uswansa.